Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palfrey for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson scores. Cater moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Don Larsen now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Skowron scores. Romano moves to third. Freese moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Don Larson. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Skowron bunts towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freese hits a fly ball towards right. Bulfari catches it and throws to first to double up Romano. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Palmer now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Howard bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair throws the ball into Seaburn, who tags Buford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hansen scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bulfari moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 3 in the game. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to third. Lau moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bulfari scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to third. Johnson moves to second. John Orsino pinch hits for Jim Palmer. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lau tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. Blair tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tommy John now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.